Introduction. In every crisis, there's an opportunity. Today, we find ourselves recovering from a worldwide pandemic. Supply line challenges caused by COVID-19 has made the production, distribution, and storage of critical supplies and pharmaceuticals a top national priority. Puerto Rico, with over 70 years of critical manufacturing experience, is in an ideal position to lead the fight against COVID-19 with the United States. But before that can be done, Puerto Rico will need to pull itself out from its current economic problems. Economic reconstruction is not easy, and in the case of Puerto Rico, it calls for abandoning old approaches and cultural biases that have persisted since 1898. Puerto Rico's economic development is simply not putting things back as it was before by replacing previously inadequate infrastructure or existing systems, but by making profound restructuring of existing ones. If Puerto Rico truly wants to gain long-term economic independence, it will need to adapt new ways of looking at the world and its business culture. In particular, Puerto Rico must evaluate what has not worked and why it has created specific roadblocks, especially in accepting new technologies that bring transparency. John Maynard Keynes wrote, "The difficulty lies not so much in developing new ideas as in escaping from old ones." Since the early 1900s, U.S. Congress has employed a two-pronged approach to the island's economic growth. Encourage Puerto Rico to borrow heavily to perform critical government functions, and create lucrative tax incentives to motivate companies to move to the island. Triple tax-exempt bonds were first introduced in 1917. The bonds were used to finance the island's economy. Companies were also provided lucrative tax incentives to industrialize Puerto Rico. For a long time, it worked. The New York Times in the 1960s called Puerto Rico one of the most spectacular economic achievements of the post-war era. Puerto Rico prospered for 30 years and became the world's pharmaceutical production hub. Globalism and the end of the Cold War revealed cracks in Puerto Rico's economic policy. U.S. companies were going farther across the planet, searching for even cheaper labor and raw materials. Notwithstanding new lucrative tax incentives like Section 936, Puerto Rico could not overcome its structural economic deficits, like high unemployment, a large informal economy, and people emigrating to the U.S. mainland. Ease of credit and tax incentives ultimately deflected attention from the fact that Puerto Rico did not have the fundamental economic revenues in place. Real estate taxes, for example, were non-existent, and the island, in the end, did not have the money to fund its own budget internally. When the tax incentives eventually expired, as they always will, Puerto Rico went into $74 billion of debt, with an additional $49 billion in unpaid pensions. Adding real injury to insult, two Category 5 hurricanes and multiple deadly earthquakes slammed Puerto Rico, causing more than $100 billion of damage and the loss of over 4,700 lives. Then, of course, came COVID-19. Puerto Rico responded with immediate quarantines, a draconian system of testing, and the highest vaccination rate in the entire United States. In the midst of all these challenges, there are silver linings. Today, Puerto Rico is about to receive the largest allocation of federal relief funds in U.S. history. In what is being called Operation Bootstrap 2.0, Puerto Rico will receive over $80 billion to construct new homes, critical infrastructure, renewable energy, and other vital projects. In addition to relief funds, Puerto Rico and the Internal Revenue Service have created a series of tax incentives to bring in new businesses and people to the island. Act 2022, now part of Act 60, had the unintended consequences of attracting a new breed of entrepreneurs, blockchain and crypto investors. Suddenly, Puerto Rico finds itself leading a technological revolution, with thousands of people bringing new ideas, connections, and capital to the island. This money, however, will not last forever. Eventually, recovery aid and tax incentives will run out. And when they do, Puerto Rico's economy will need to be self-sufficient and resilient. New approaches are urgently needed to rebuild Puerto Rico for the long term and create an independent economic model that will last for generations. In this book, I provide a historical background to learn from the past, but more importantly, new ideas for change. While we can never tell which ideas become the foundation for long-term economic growth, Puerto Rico is moving forward. And in this book, you will learn why the time is unquestionably now.